Let us sing this morning to God's praise and glory in Psalm 119, and we're going to sing the opening verses. Psalm 119 and verses 1 to 8 to God's glory. Blessed are they that undefiled and straight are in the way, who in the Lord's most holy law do walk and do not stray. Psalm 119. Well, let us now join together in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we would remember the words of the psalmist and indeed rejoice to walk in the ways of the Lord. We have been reminded that there is a blessing for those who walk closely in God's word and in God's ways. And as we sing this great psalm, we are reminded of how important the word of God is to guide us, to enlighten us, to console us in times of difficulty, to rebuke us in times of waywardness, and always to instruct us in the ways of God, in the ways of the gospel, and in the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice, Heavenly Father, that there is the good news of Jesus Christ. What would we do without the gospel? Where would we be? Where would we end up if it were not true that God justifies the ungodly and pardons the guilty, and that Jesus Christ receives sinners and eats with them? And we confess this morning, Lord our God, that we are amongst those who are described in the scriptures as sinners, and in whom there is no good thing. And we are amongst those who have sinned and come short of God's glory. We have spoken unwisely and unworthily. We have acted dissolutely at times and disobediently always. And we have thought thoughts, O God, that are defiling to the inner man, and indeed thoughts that are the expression and the evidence that we have already been so defiled. And the scripture reminds us that if we deny these things, we make God a liar and we deceive ourselves. And so help us, O God Most High, to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ has come into the world to be a light and to be the great life giver, and that those who follow him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And those who hear his word and believe in him, they will know whether his doctrine is of the truth or whether his doctrine is wayward, deceitful, and destructive. And so we give thanks, O God, for this further opportunity to have the scriptures open before us and to have God's people assembling around the scriptures. And we give thanks that there is in these activities given to us in our generation and despite our strange circumstances, that there is in these things the fulfillment of Christ's promise that he will never leave, that he will build his church, and that the means of grace will be available to us in order that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father, we pray, to remember the sheer privilege that is ours in being not only exposed to the gospel, but to be spoken to by the gospel, to be appealed to be entreated, to be beseeched, as though God was beseeching us to be reconciled to God, giving to us a great appeal, because he knows how recalcitrant our hearts are, how great is our need, and how slow we are to learn and to respond. And so this morning, as we gather around the scriptures once again, we rejoice that we do what God's people have always done, and that God's people will always do this, and may we set a good pattern and an example. May we be, as it were, built into the fabric of that great tradition that is to be handed on to generations yet unborn, who will praise and magnify the Lord, and who will praise God for the way in which even a generation such as ours has been enabled to persevere and endure, and in a measure to pass on the deposit that has been handed on to us. As the Apostle Paul reminded the Thessalonian believers to hold fast the traditions that he had given to them, that good handing down of the truth of the gospel that comes down through the record of scripture from the earliest days when men sinned and men began to be saved and men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And so we have the record of God's dealings of mercy and grace century by century into our own time and into the future, because we have every assurance from the lips of Christ that this gospel shall be preached in all the world before the end comes. And this gospel will never be silenced. It will never be obliterated from the face of the earth. And when the Son of Man comes back in his glory, he shall indeed find faith on the earth. And so we give thanks this morning for this further opportunity so to worship and so to bear witness that God is great, that the gospel is a good message, that the grace of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and that this gospel is for everybody. Everybody needs it. It is offered to everybody. It is sufficient for everybody, and it is suitable for everybody. And so we pray that we would value this, defend this truth, and proclaim it, and believe it. This is our prayer, O God. For God's glory we pray, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read this morning in Paul's letter to the Galatians, and in chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which works by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offence of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, you have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, strife, wrath, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And so on. Amen. The notices, of course, are the afternoon's service at 4:30 p.m. in the Henry Carmichael Theatre, Mechanics School of Arts, 280 Pitt Street. And the Wednesday meeting, again in the Mechanics School of Arts, 280 Pitt Street, at 7 o'clock. We welcome visitors who are listening with us, and as we try to worship together around these recorded messages, we pray that we would remember, even in times when we're not physically present but nonetheless gathered together spiritually, Christ is in the midst of his people. Even two or three, Christ is there in the midst, and he has promised always to be with us even to the end of the age. And so we take hope and we take heart according as we take heed to the words of Christ concerning these and other things, of course. And we remind you of the offerings. You will make your own arrangements, I'm sure, in these days to offer offerings for the ongoing ministry of the Word of God in our midst and indeed further afield. Well, these are the notices, and we shall continue. Yes, next Lord's Day, of course, I should mention this. Next Lord's Day, the service is the same as we're having them today. Morning recorded and in the afternoon. So these are the notices. And we shall continue then to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 119. And we are continuing from verse number 9 to verse 16, the second part of Psalm 119. By what means shall a young man learn his way to purify, if he according to thy word thereto attentive be? Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16.